Welcome to Podcasts of the Past. It's history like you've never heard it before. This is a 90-second audio adventure that is about to take you back in time. Download this experience on your media player and get ready to hear New York State history come to life.
Sunny Hill is a great name for a place as warm and welcoming as Sonnenberg Gardens. Sunny Hill, that's what Sonnenberg means in German, and Sonnenberg is the name that Frederick and Mary Clark Thompson gave to their summer home in Canandaigua. Frederick Thompson was a banker. Today his bank is known as Citibank. Mary Clark's father was a governor of New York State. Their 50-acre summer home is today a New York State Historic Park. Behind the great stone wall, there was a welcoming atmosphere that thrives today. Landscaped lawns, themed gardens, and a 40-room Queen Anne-style mansion are set up to be both intimate and expansive. Sonnenberg's collection of period architecture, statuary fountains, and conservatory greenhouse complexes make it unique in this nation. There aren't too many places in this country that you can see a gigantic Lord and Burnham greenhouse. Because they were built of wood, most have disappeared. Gardens of interest to you? You can step into other worlds as you walk through the gardens. There's a Japanese garden with a tea house where the pool is soothing and Buddha stunning. The largest, the Italian garden, with its Victorian fleur-de-lis pattern is best viewed from the second-story balcony of the mansion. And in June, the Rose Garden is a sight to see with over 4,000 blooms. At Sonnenberg, there is art, there is food, there is wine. Sonnenberg is home to the Finger Lakes Wine Center, a great place to start your wine tasting tour of the Finger Lakes. And don't miss that Tiffany-style backlit window in the tasting room. It's called Abundance, and if you think about your Sonnenberg experience, you'll certainly feel its name is apropos. Sunny Hill remains a testament to Mrs. Thompson's comforting style and manner. She is known as Canandaigua's benefactress and has rightly earned her loving title of Aunt Mary. Guides and volunteers will take you through the gardens and the many lives that have been touched by the style and generosity of the Thompsons. Stroll, think, wonder, and renew. You can do all of these at Sonnenberg Gardens and Mansion. It is quite simply put, enchanting.
That was pretty interesting, right? Want to hear another? You can listen to so many other great historical areas of the Finger Lakes region just by visiting podcastofthepast.com. Fun, free downloads are a great way to learn about the unique history and culture of New York's Finger Lakes. Podcast of the Past is brought to you by the Steuben County Conference and Visitors Bureau and the Finger Lakes Visitors Connection. New York State history to go. Another reason I love New York.